welcome to Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. I'm your host, JJ Fredrickson. Welcome and thank you so much for listening to Stressless Radio. I'm so glad to be with you. And can you believe we are this deep into July? July is just flying by for me, but I have to admit that there are parts of me that are kind of longing for the fall schedule when my daughter has school and things, I don't know, get into more of a routine. This summer, I've just had a really hard time jumping into my work week. I have a different radio show that I do on Monday mornings, and it takes up most of the morning. And then by the time I have lunch with my husband and daughter, most of Monday's eaten up. And then Tuesday, I know this is rough. This is really rough. But we do an all-day play date during the summer with some friends of ours, and they have two boys, and it's a lot of fun, but it's an all-day thing. So I'm not really getting into my office until Wednesday, and by then, let me tell you, I'm just not feeling that motivated. So yeah, it's just kind of a bizarre summer, and I'm kind of looking forward to getting that routine back and having my week start a little sooner than usual. Now, my Mondays are always going to be my big broadcasting day. That's just the way it is. But to be able to jump in on Tuesday, I think would be really helpful. And as a life coach, yes, I have looked at how I can try to rectify this and make it work for me a little better. And no, I haven't come up with an answer yet. So if you have any suggestions, you can go ahead and visit me on Facebook. That's right. I'm on Facebook, JJ the Life Coach. Just check me out and like me and let me know. Do you have any suggestions how I can jump into my work week a little with a little more finesse, with a little more energy instead of Wednesday, you know, coming in and being like, well, gee, half the week's gone and I'm kind of tired from the play date yesterday. So anyway, enough about that. I was going to say enough about me, but as you've noticed, I try to bring a lot of my life experience into the show, and it's really interesting being a life coach because, you know, I have come so far in my personal growth, in relieving my stress, in building up my confidence, all kinds of areas that I worked on when I got my first life coach, I guess it was about 7 years ago. So, you know, I've come a long way and I know a lot. I know a lot of things and I have a lot of skills, but I'm human. So it's so interesting being a life coach because I can actually see when things are going awry and what I am or am not doing. And, you know, sometimes I can jump on the bandwagon for change and sometimes I just stay where I am. So anyway, I bring a lot of life experience to this radio show and I hope you don't mind me sharing with you when I come across things or I'm having challenges in my own life. I hope it does actually help you. I do try to put on my coaching glasses here and there and sort of look at things and analyze them with you and for you. So today I want to start out, other than what I've already talked about, I wanted to start out by talking about guilt, which I think I might have talked about on the show in the past. I'm not sure. But while I was, you know, I am always into self-growth and life coaching and spirituality. So I'm constantly reading books and going to websites and doing all sorts of things that have to do with personal growth and that spirituality and that sort of thing. And I ran across something, and this is one of those things where, again, I wish I could remember where I found this distinction, but holy cow, it rocked my world. I've talked a little bit about guilt and shame in the past. Well, I'm not going to touch on shame today. I just want to talk a little bit about guilt. And I've always struggled with the concept of guilt because I've had this really amazing experience, which I might have also shared with you. You know what? I'm going to share that with you again. I'll try to make it kind of brief because it was one of those moments in your life that's pivotal. It's a life-changing experience. And this happened when I was on an airplane traveling to Italy with my family. We were taking a family vacation, and my daughter was 3 years old at the time, and it was an overnight flight. So she was sitting on my lap, and she was asleep. And of course, I was having a hard time sleeping on the airplane with my daughter on my lap. So I had on some, you know, sort of new age music on the headphones, and I was sort of meditating slash dozing and just in a really mellow sort of frame of mind. Whatever waves were going were really going. I was very relaxed. And I had the sudden flash of my daughter and how much potential she has as this little person and how precious she is. And then I saw that, you know, I was born that same way. I used to be this beautiful, precious little baby with all this potential in the world. And my mom was, and her mom was, and her mom was. And so at first it sort of took me through my maternal line of realizing how we all start out the same, this little jewel. It's just incredible. And then it expanded, and I saw everyone on the plane as these, you know, little newborn babies almost, just full of potential and so precious. And that's when I realized how precious we are as human beings, how much everyone, anyone who is born on this earth has so much value, is so precious, that it just, it shifted my world, and I could see it, you know, from having my child on my lap. And then I sort of said, well, you know, this is a great realization to have. This is a great understanding, but what do I do with this? Where do I go with this? And I got this image of my head, you know, being like a little child, but I wasn't. I was an adult, but like a little child. My head was in the lap of Jesus, okay? And I've studied a lot of religions, but this happened to be Jesus, and he was stroking my hair. And I'm like, what do I do with this? What do you want me to do? What should I do? What can I do? What am I supposed to do? And he said to me as he was stroking my hair, he said, all you have to do is be yourself and do your best. That's all you have to do. Again, another lightning bolt hit. Not the plane. I'm talking about the sort of metaphorical one. I was like, okay, so we're all these precious beings who come to the earth with all this potential, and we're precious just by being born, and all we have to do is do our best and be ourselves. And I'm not talking, this is not the best perfectionist type, oh, I'm striving and struggling to do my best. This is just doing your best in every given moment, you know, doing what you can. So, all right. That's my experience. I looked, oh, by the way, if you've seen this before, I call this my grace over Greenland, because after I had this amazing mind-blowing experience, this sort of meditative state, I looked at the map of where we were, and we were exactly over Greenland at that time, because I was like, I want to know where I am. I want to mark this moment in my life. So that's my little grace over Greenland story. And you might be asking, so what does that have to do with guilt? Well, it was also at that moment, or shortly after that, maybe not that moment, but I realized really quickly that guilt didn't seem to have a place in this world. If all we have to do is be our best, or be ourselves and do our best, where does guilt fit in? Why should we feel guilty about the things we do? And yet we do have that feeling. So as a life coach, I analyzed it a little bit and went, well, what is it with guilt? You know, I'm feeling like it's kind of this feeling that's kind of worthless. We don't really need it. It's actually disempowering. But yet, you know, guilt does prompt change sometimes. And change is a good thing. You know, if you feel guilty about what you ate yesterday, maybe you'll eat healthier today, right? So I always had this love-hate relationship with guilt. It can spark change, but really, most of the time it's used to disempower, and it's not really a necessary emotion in my mind. Yes, we have it, but we shouldn't dwell in guilt is what I'd tell people. Use it for change, but don't dwell in it. Well, when I came across this piece about remorse and guilt, it's like, again, the skies opened and the Alleluia choirs started singing. It was like, oh, finally, I get it. We really don't need to feel guilt. If we can see things as remorse and shift it, it has a whole different vibe, a whole different energy. Guilt allows you to put on that hair shirt and sort of punish yourself, bully yourself, dwell in it, wallow in it. What can I do? What should I do? Where remorse is, wow, I'm feeling badly about that. I'm feeling actually kind of sad about that. And I so want to change. I don't want to be there anymore. So I want you to think about that as you go forward in your life. Anytime you feel a little guilt creeping in, try to see if you can shift it to remorse. Try to see if there's actually some sadness in there for what you've done. And if so, then how can you become clean and clear? Clean and clear is a concept I've used with my clients for a very long time. And clean and clear means that you feel good. Basically, you feel good inside. You're clean and you're clear. You've forgiven yourself for anything you've done. You've made amends for anything you might need to make amends for. You've processed your feelings, whatever they might be, anger, sadness, even guilt or remorse. You've processed those feelings, and now you're feeling like, you know what? I've done all I can do about that situation that I regret, and now I can move on in my life. So I've worked with many clients about getting clean and clear, and I really believe shifting from that guilt mode to looking at it as remorse is really the way you can become clean and clear and use that feeling as an agent for change instead of wallowing or, you know, flagellating yourself and beating yourself up and having all that regret. So I hope that helps you. I hope you enjoyed my personal story, because I've got more coming up. We're going to take a quick break here on Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. And I'll be right back with you in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit about gossip right after this. Deadlines, bills, lists, budgets, sickness, divorce, clutter, debt, worry, stress. Why spend another day disconnected and stressed out? It's time to break out of those old patterns and start living life easy with the Live Life Easy Stress Solution. Improve communications and relationships, find focus, create confidence, and live with more passion, purpose, and fun. The Live Life Easy Stress Solution is an at-home study course on sale now at www.stresssolutiondvd.com. That's all one word, stresssolutiondvd.com. Listening to Stress Less Radio exclusively on the Amazing Woman of Power Talk 24/7 Radio Network, powered by Raven International. I'm your host, JJ, also known as JJ the Life Coach, and hope you got a little tip before the break about how to relieve your stress around guilt. Now we're going to shift into a different topic. Starts with the same letter, though. It's a G day, I guess. Gossip to guilt, Yeah, guilt to gossip, actually. We're moving on to talking about gossip. And I shared with you guys, last month, I started my summer out with a bang. Those first 3 weeks of June, I did a 21-day complaining cleanse. That's right, for 21 days, I went without complaining, without gossiping, and without any negative talk whatsoever. I didn't let anything come out of my mouth at all. And what happened with that is if you actually slipped up, you had to start over again at day one. So the first, I think it was like 4 days or so, it was really a challenge, but then I sort of got in the groove and completed my 21 days, you know, in that first few weeks of June. And it was great. It was really an interesting experience to see how it got easier and just see how my perception changed. I couldn't believe how much more gratitude I was feeling. And so you might be asking, what did you do when the 21 days was over, right? Well, I didn't just start complaining all over the place, but I do have to admit that things have snuck back into my behavior. You know, I'm not being vigilant about it. But the interesting thing is after doing that 21-day cleanse, I'm hyper aware of when it does come back in. And it's kind of a choice. And sometimes, like I said earlier, sometimes I choose just to do it. Just to do it anyway. Now, as I said, this 21-day cleanse included gossip. And I did not realize how much I actually gossiped about people. So during the 21, because I wouldn't consider myself a gossip at all. But what I noticed in the 21 days was, in order to avoid gossiping, I just didn't talk about anything about anyone, period. So I didn't talk about my friend and my other friend, even if it was something good, you know, oh, she got a new job. Mom was the word. I didn't say anything about anyone else because I wasn't really figuring out where the line was. You know, I could kind of tell with some things, of course. Some things, you know, you're gossiping. You just know it. But some things seemed a little fuzzy, so I just kept my mouth shut. Now, I want to tell you, too, that I did not prevent these thoughts from going through my mind. It was all about what came out of my mouth, but during the 21-day cleanse, I didn't care if I was complaining in my head or gossiping in my head. I let that happen. That wasn't the aim of this. For me, it was just about whether I spoke about it. And I will put a link if you want to do your own 21-day complaining cleanse, or what else was it called? Positivity. Oh, I forgot. I had a friend who gave it like 5 different names. So if you want to try it, you can check out acomplaintfreeworld.org. As always, I will have a link to that again up on my resources at stresslessradio.com. So you can do your own. They even have little widgets so you can keep track and so forth. So, and little, you know, the little rubber like Live Strong bracelets to help you remember to stay with your complaining cleanse. But anyway, back to the gossip portion. So sometimes it was a little fuzzy. And like I said, I've fallen off the wagon. But this gossiping thing has been bothering me a lot, where I'm choosing to do it, but I think I'm trying to figure out that line. I think I'm trying to figure out what is gossip and what isn't. And so I'm kind of doing it as an experiment. How's that sound? I just turned it into something good. That's kind of funny. Interesting how I can rationalize that. But no, seriously, I'm making these conscious choices because, like I said, I'm hyper aware. I'm making conscious choices to gossip. And then I feel all icky about it, like I need to go take a shower afterwards. You know, I just feel gross and bleh. Don't feel guilty. I can tell you that. I've worked, but I feel remorse. I feel remorse. I feel gross. I'm like, ugh. But what would make it where it wasn't gossip? How do I talk about someone else and not have it be gossip? Well, ding, 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 ding. I think I have it. I think the light bulb came on for me last week. And again, it came because I was kind of practicing gossiping. So that's the good part about it. So here's my take on gossip. And this is for me, because like I said, I don't gossip a lot about, oh my gosh, did you see her hair? Oh, I think she's gaining weight. You know, that's not the kind of gossip that I do. So I didn't think I gossiped. The gossip I do is a little stealthier, and it's disapproval. So for me, anytime I'm talking about someone and I am disapproving of them, that is gossip for me. Okay, so I'm going to give you a bit of an example. Now, you could say it's, oh my God, could you see her hair? Because you disapprove of her hairstyle or something. You know, that does go with disapproval. But I can totally do it very stealthily. So it's more like, oh my gosh, I just hope that marriage works out for them. I'm just so worried about them, you know. They're young and I just hope that works out for them. Or, oh, I just hope, you know, that paint will work for her because, you know, it's an awfully bright color in her bedroom. I hope she can sleep. Okay. So it's things like that. And those are just examples. They're not real life ones, but my underlying message is that I do not approve of the color they're painting their bathroom, but I gloss it over by concern for them. Oh, I hope she can sleep in that bedroom, right? Do you get where I'm coming from? Or, oh, I just hope they're young and their marriage goes well. You know, whatever it might be, I come at it like I'm caring, but the underlying thing is this disapproval. So again, I encourage you to look at your life and where are you doing this stealthy gossiping? What is gossip for you? And does it have a hint of disapproval? So how would I talk about someone then? I could just simply say, oh, my friend is painting her room this really bright apricot color. I've never seen a room painted that color before, but it's going to be really interesting. No, see, when I use the word interesting, that usually means I disapprove. So I started good, but then I went off kilter. But I could just say, you know, oh, my friend is painting her room this really bright color, and I've never seen a color that bright before. Now, again, got to be careful. Am I getting into disapproval? It depends. I could probably just talk about this painting project without this disapproval, but the second I turned that corner into it should be interesting, I was getting into disapproval, you know? So I can talk about the paint project. I can even talk about the color she chose, but just steer clear of that. So, gee, I feel like I should commit to you, my faithful listeners, that I'm going to work on my gossiping this week and check back in with you. I'm having a hard time. Am I willing to commit to that? Okay, you know what? Actually, it's going to be a little easy because I'm going to be home alone all weekend this coming week. I've got like 4 days where I'll be home alone. So maybe it's not a fair contest. But anyway, I will commit to you, my listeners, that I will not gossip this week, but I will practice talking about my friends and stuff. So it's not going to be like that complaining fast where I didn't talk about anyone to anyone else. I'm going to try to have normal conversations with people, but not steer into that normal. That's great. Gossip is normal. Anyway, I'm going to, you know, be able to talk about my friend's painting project without steering into the disapproval. I'm going to really work on that. Now that I understand the distinction for me, I'm going to really work on this week. And I'm going to let you guys know how it's going next week. And I encourage you to do so also. Figure out what's gossip for you and when do you cross the line into gossip. From just sharing information about someone else to gossip. Where does it go for you? And again, I always encourage you to share the conversation. Join in on Facebook, jjthelifecoach.com. Got one more thing I want to talk about. That's right. Another thing. And this is something, it will not be gossip, but I want to talk to you about my best friend. So we'll do that. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back right after this with Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. It's JJ Fredrickson, also known as JJ the Life Coach. That's right, when I'm not doing Stressless Radio, I'm working with clients all over the world as a life coach. And I'd love to invite you to visit my website at jjthelifecoach.com. There, I've got all kinds of free life coaching tips along with blogs, videos, and articles. So when you're not listening to me on the Amazing Woman of Power Network, I'd love to have you drop by and see me at www.jjthelifecoach.com. Listening to the Amazing Woman of Power Talk 24/7 Radio Network, powered by Raven International. All positive programming, and you're listening to Stressless Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more. And today we've talked about the stress that can come from guilt. We've talked a little bit about gossiping, which creates stress in relationships. Well, now I want to talk about my friend, like I said, but I'm not going to gossip. I promise. Because I'm not going to be talking about anything that I disapprove of. But I've shared with you a few weeks ago, I did a couple of shows on telling little white lies. And the shows came from having a conversation with my friend who was interviewing for a job and considering telling a little white lie. And as I shared with you, everything went well. She got the job. She did not tell her boss a little white lie. But look, here we come back to guilt. The whole reason she wanted to tell the little white lie to her old boss was because she was feeling guilty about leaving. She felt really bad about leaving. Guilty is what she said. Now, looking back on it, I wish I would have known the remorse distinction. I would have said, well, let's look at remorse instead of the guilt. But at that time, we were calling it guilt. She felt really guilty about leaving. And it came time, she got the job, and it came time for her to call her boss. And she had to call her boss at home in the evening before her boss went on a 2-week vacation, right? Great timing. She felt so horrible that she was going to ruin her boss's vacation. But she really felt it needed to be done. And she talked to some other people who are in the same profession as her who agreed that it should be done sooner than later, better sooner than later. So she called me and talked to me before she talked to her boss and said, you know, oh, I just feel like I'm going to ruin her vacation and yada, yada, yada. And I said to her, I said, you know what, though? We don't know the big picture. We don't know the big picture. Now, here's where my belief system comes in. I honestly believe that there is a, you know, creative being, a God, Heavenly Father, who knows the big picture. And that everything that's happening is for our greater good. Everything that happens is good for us in the long run. In the short term, it may suck rocks, but in the long run, it's good for us. And he knows the divine timing, and he knows all how the puzzle looks. He's the pieces we don't see. We just see all the pieces of the puzzle, but he sees the whole puzzle, or she, you know, whatever, whatever your version is good. So, this creator sees the whole picture, the big picture. So I said to her, I said, you know, we don't know, but this might be the perfect timing for your boss. 2 weeks from now, when she gets back from her vacation, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe the perfect person will have accepted another job or given up on the job hunt. Or, you know, we don't know. We just don't know the big picture. So do it now. Go with your gut. Do it now. And, you know, and let it release it. Let it go. Believe and trust and have faith that this is the right thing that's happening right now. So, you know, she did the best she could with releasing it. She called her boss, you know, gave her resignation. Well, come to find out a couple weeks later, which is where we're at now, that, you know, I don't know about the exact divine timing of everything. Oh, let me back up for a second, though. With this new job of hers, she felt like there was a divine hand in everything, too. So it was really easy to have this conversation. Again, it's one of those times in her life where things just fell into place with such ease and synchronicity. It was just a beautiful thing to witness and a beautiful experience for her to have, because I know I've had those experiences before, and they're just so magnificent. So anyway, she felt there was a divine hand in the whole thing anyway. So, you know, she just let it go and released it and called her boss. And a couple weeks later, here we are. And she went in to start cleaning things up because she's on an extended vacation right now. So she went in to start clearing out her office and everything. And she, but before she did, she let some of her coworkers know she was leaving, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the people that she worked with is actually a volunteer. He's not a coworker, but he's a volunteer. And he is going to come on into her position in the interim. Yes, he's going to take her position in the interim so that her boss is able to find the perfect fit for the long term. And if my friend just, again, felt so much relief and had so much understanding. Again, we don't know what would have happened 2 weeks later, but things really seem like they're fitting together perfectly. Even when it's hard, when it's tough, when you feel guilty or full of remorse, things are fitting together. And we can't see all the angles. We can't see all the sides. We cannot see the big picture here as humans. But we have to have faith and trust and believe that there is a force out there that does know, and that force is good and loving and wants the best for us. So I leave that with you today. We're almost out of time, and I leave that with you. You know, just don't worry so much. Let it go. Release it to your higher power, to God, Great Spirit, the universe, whatever it is, because things are really going to work out okay. Don't stress. Just release it. Don't stress about it. Believe and trust that things are going to go the way they should be. So we are out of time this week. You can catch me on Mondays and Wednesdays throughout the month of July only. We're almost done with my Wednesday gig, which I've enjoyed so much here on the Amazing Woman of Power Talk 24/7 Radio Network. And as always, my resources are at stresslessradio.com. But the conversation, jump on the conversation on Facebook. Just check out JJ the Life Coach, like me, and add any comments that you have about guilt, remorse, gossip, the big picture. Let me know when you've had some amazing synchronicity in your life. I'd love to hear from you. Again, my Facebook page, jjthelifecoach.com. So that's all I have for you today. Remember, go for it. Release. I will talk to you next week here on Stress Less Radio, where it's all about stressing less and living more.